Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together. Hey, this is Garrett, and I'm glad that you are here with us today as we continue walking through the Psalms. As we get started today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, be still, and be aware of God's presence with us. Let's take a moment to be honest with the Lord about where we're at, what we're thinking, and what we're feeling, as well as thank Him for all that He has done, is doing, and will do. Lord, as I read your words in Scripture, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would lead me and give me understanding. Lord, I ask that you would draw near and meet with me and lead me into your kingdom today. A prayer of praise. O God, the source of eternal light, shed forth your unending light upon us who watch for you, that our lips may praise you, our lives may bless you, and our worship today give you glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today we'll be reading Psalm 41. Blessed is the one who considers the poor. In the day of trouble the Lord delivers him. The Lord protects him and keeps him alive. He is called blessed in the land. You do not give him up to the will of his enemies. The Lord sustains him on his sickbed. In his illness you restore him to full health. As for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? And when one comes to see me, he utters empty words, while his heart gathers iniquity. When he goes out, he tells abroad. All who hate me whisper together about me. They imagine the worst for me. They say a deadly thing is poured out on him. He will not rise again from where he lies. Even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me. But you, O Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up that I may repay them. By this I know that you delight in me. My enemy will not shout in triumph over me. But you have upheld me because of my integrity, and you have set me in your presence forever. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I read and study this passage, it's believed that in this psalm, David is suffering from two things. He's suffering from some kind of sickness as well as terrible friends. And if you know me, you know I like to speak with my hands a lot, so you didn't see when I said friends there that I actually did air quotes around that. But just imagine when I say friends that there's those air quotes. Because what we see in verses 4 through 7, it says this. As for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? And when one comes to see me, he utters empty words, while his heart gathers iniquity. When he goes out, he tells abroad. All who hate me whisper together about me, and they imagine the worst for me. It goes on to say that that there's a friend that he used to eat with that is also turned against him. So as David is sick It's now compounded by people rooting for his death and turning against him. Like I said, in verse 9, it says that even a close friend who he trusted, who he shared meals with, turned against him. Have you ever felt down and out, only to seemingly be kicked repeatedly over and over and over while you're down? Have you ever been in a lowly state and friends, instead of turning towards you to help you, they turn away and wish for the worst for the worst for you? Maybe it's not friends, but maybe it's a coworker rooting for you to fail at your job. Maybe it's family. I've been there before. And if I'm being honest, I've probably been that friend that turns. Maybe not as far as rooting for someone to die on their deathbed, but I think you can understand what I'm getting at there. Maybe we've been the one who has turned away from a friend. Or maybe it's Satan that is speaking lies to us in a rough season of life, and you're actually starting to believe the things about yourself that you hear him saying to you over and over and over that aren't true of what God says about you. What's interesting here is that for me, my natural tendency would to be to speak back, to fight, and what we see David do, instead of enacting revenge or retaliation, he responds in prayer to God. David says multiple times, "O Lord, be gracious to me." He's aware of his own sin, but he's also aware of the sin that's against him. He's asking for God's grace to heal him from the sickness that he has, but also the grace for his enemies to be subdued. He trusts that God will come through and be gracious to him and repay his enemies so that he doesn't have to. He's seen God's faithfulness in subduing his enemies and his cries for that over and over and over in his writings. And then at the end, he turns to verse 13 and he says, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting, amen to amen." He ends by praising God in the midst of sickness, in the midst of friends turning away from him and coming against him. And for us, I want to ask, do we find ourselves in a similar season as David? Maybe we aren't physically sick, but the things around us are broken, or the things inside of us are broken. Maybe you find yourself in a season of feeling like others are against you and rooting for your defeat. Let's go to God right now and let's ask, "Oh Lord, be gracious to me." In this next minute, as we respond, let's just sit and ask for the Lord to be gracious to us. Oh Lord, be gracious to me. Oh Lord, would you be gracious to us? Father, when we find ourselves in a season of sickness or brokenness or hurt, and it feels like everything's stacked against us, and it feels like we're alone, and it feels like people are coming against us, would you remind us to ask for you to be gracious? Would our first response be prayer to you and trust to you, rather than having to defend ourselves, rather than having to take things into our own hands? Father, would we follow the example of David and trusting in you? So Father, today, I don't know where my friends are at this morning. Maybe things are happening at work. Maybe these things are happening at home, and maybe it's just the enemy speaking lies. But Father, today I pray that you would be gracious to us and remind us of how gracious that you have been to us in sending your son Jesus for us on the cross. Father, we love you and we praise you. Through our lives and by our prayers, would your kingdom come. Amen.